Welcome to Mowate Talks, Business Insights Unplugged. Join us as we share insights and perspectives from technology and operations leaders, industry analysts, and visionaries on how today's technology trends are transforming their businesses and communities. Sit back and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to Mowate Talks, Business Insights Unplugged. My name is Ankur Gupta. I'm the Senior Vice President and Regional Head at Mowate, and your host for today's episode. I'm joined by my colleague Prabhat Mehrotra, who is the VP and Practice Head at Mowate for Salesforce and Agentic AI. In today's episode, we unpack Salesforce Agentic AI vision and explore how Agentforce is transforming sales and marketing from lead generation to deal acceleration and to customer success while ensuring trust, speed, and real impact. And to guide us through this, we are thrilled to have Manjeet Singh, Senior Director of AI Product at Salesforce, joining us today. Manjeet is a trailblazer in the world of agentic AI. With over 15 patents in AI and automation under his belt, Manjeet is one of the driving forces behind Agentforce, Salesforce's first AI agent platform, which went in from concept to global launch in just 9 months. We'll uncover his journey, his passion for innovation, and the exciting role Agentforce plays in redefining how agents work and interact with customers. Manjeet, welcome to Mowate Talks. We are super excited to have you here.
Ankur and Prabhat, I am as excited as you are. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Manjeet. Thank you so much. So let's get started with something very basic that I have in mind, and specifically for listeners who may not be familiar, with a very basic question. How would you describe Agentforce in one sentence?
I see. One sentence. Let me try. So Agentforce is our enterprise platform to build AI agents, test them, deploy them, manage them all in one place, while grounded into your CRM data, so that you can build autonomous agents to drive automation. I know it's kind of a long sentence, but it's just kind of one platform to build, deploy, test, and scale your AI agents across your enterprise use cases.
I would say that's a great sentence, Manjeet. Awesome. If it makes sense to me, I think it'll make sense to everyone. Thank you. So, you know, we have seen in the market, and Salesforce has been very vocal about its vision for AI for years now. We would love to get your take on this and also understand a little bit about how Salesforce's approach to AI has evolved from those early AI models to what we see today.
Yeah, sure. So let me start with a bit of a history, right? So Salesforce was born in cloud. We are the kind of number one CRM platform, and we have been building these enterprise apps in the last 25 years. And then it literally expanded into many different areas, your service cloud, marketing cloud, commerce, operations, and you name it. One way to look at it is we are the market leader in your kind of customer-facing workflows. And more specifically in the last 10 years or so, we started our journey more seriously into the AI space. And that's where product like Einstein AI, AI-based insights, recommendations, and then we have been doing that for almost 10 years now. In fact, some of the previous version of chatbots, and then that kind of evolved into Copilot. We have been doing it a lot from long time. And as a result of that, we already have the knowledge and know-how at a more deeper level when it comes down to CRM workflows. And then in the last, I would say, almost 3 years ago, that's where these large language models, specifically generative AI, became really usable and where you can apply this new AI models across various use cases. So it's very transformative technology, and I think that's where we are very excited about it. We have a pure cloud platform, multiple of other capabilities. And in fact, this is, I think, a very exciting time for us because many of those different clouds and data and CRM apps and Slack and so much of it is kind of coming together through this this AI agents and agentic layer. So it's a very big opportunity. The way we see it is more from the lens of augmenting your workforce. In fact, Mark Benioff makes this statement, which I really like, is, hey, I'm maybe the last CEO who is kind of only hiring the or managing the human, because the world we are kind of moving into human plus AI or AI agent. And that's will be a great unlock because then your workforce become limitless. You have 24/7 these agents that can think, that can reason, that can plan, and more importantly, take action. So that's what we are excited about. I think we are at the forefront of this journey, and we want to take the customer and their transformation, not only CRM space, more broadly.
This is awesome. So fair to say, Manjeet, it has been an evolution for Salesforce. How do you guys see it evolving for your customers, enterprises that you talked about earlier?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's two lenses to look at least in my mental model. One is within our CRM space, right? If you look at, let's say, the customer service domain, our service cloud, that's itself is a big opportunity. And our most successful agent, which has been GA for more than a year now, used by thousands of customers now. And the way it brings transformation for customers and also, in the partner ecosystem is that now you can have this customer-facing agent through different channels, through your website, Slack, or, mobile, and it can serve your customer queries more autonomously and not only like just answering the question from the data, it can take action like updating CRM records and then connecting to other part of the CRM platform. So it's a very broad kind of the lens that we are looking at. One is this three types of agent, customer facing agent I mentioned, but also employee agent, because we see in this era of digital labor workforce, all of us should have our own agent, because I want to have my agent for my product role that can help me in my product-related task and make me more productive. Similarly, the agent for sales and marketing and legal and all those kind of different roles. And then, of course, the industry lens. We play in pretty much all, major industries, more specifically 12 of them, like healthcare, finance, manufacturing and others. So there are very interesting use cases, how this agentic layer will help transform those industries in terms of driving more autonomous based automation.
This is super exciting. I think just to visualize this in all the different areas and different industry verticals that you described, Manjeet, is amazing. I think we are right. I won't even call the start. I think we are there in that revolution right now. Very good. Awesome. So, talking about Agentforce, what I think I'd like to do is to bring my colleague Prabhat, and he's adept, Manjeet, at picking your mind and getting deeper into Agentforce and what makes it work for specific use cases that you briefly alluded to. So Prabhat, over to you.
Thank you so much, Ankur, and pleasure to have you, Manjeet, with us. Manjeet, building on from where you left about talking about the history of Agentforce, and, specifically, I have also been associated with Salesforce ecosystem for the last decade or so and seen the era of Einstein bots, and then co-pilots, and now everybody is talking about Agentforce. If you can help us explain, Manjeet, about what makes Agentforce so unique within its own Salesforce AI portfolio, and how is it so different from traditional bots and co-pilots?
Yeah, definitely. I think the one way to understand is when you think about automation, is this automation assistive or is it more kind of actionable? So, and if you take it from that lens, as you said, the Einstein-based bot and Copilot, I would put them more of assistive-based AI that is helping you, whether you are a support agent or whether you are a seller or whether you are a marketer, where it's showing you some sort of insight and recommendation from the data. But still, as a human, you will have to make sense out of the data. You will have to act on that. The main difference when we talk about these AI agents and specifically what you can do with Agent Force is this idea of that it can take action in the context of the workflow. And then you wonder how that's possible because this underlying the capabilities, it's not just about the model, right? Because of course, model is an important part. But what we did is we build our own reasoning engine. We call it Atlas Reasoning Engine, which understand your CRM context. It thinks more critically based on where the request came from, what the user is asking, understanding the intent, and then figuring out where the data is, which means there is a deep integration with CRM data through our data cloud platform. And then the third important piece is the deep integration and extensibility. And that's where our broader Salesforce API ecosystem, MuleSoft, comes into play. So the reason I think it's differentiating from everybody else in the market is because Salesforce provide this one platform where Agentforce is sitting on top of the core same system of record from CRM. Data cloud, which connects with both structured and unstructured data, and your integrations through API and the MuleSoft layer. There's a bunch of other things because we are very excited about Slack as well, because we see where the engagement layer is. And in use cases like employee agents, we are integrating Slack. And so our customers are like, hey, can we have one master agent in Slack that takes care of all type of employee request and then route it to different agents behind the scene. So it may sound like, I'm talking about kind of these different pieces, but in reality, we have been working hard to integrating all of this together so they are not different platform. So this agentic layer, let's say if you're using Service Cloud, so you have agent for Service Cloud, or if you're using Marketing Cloud or Sales Cloud, so this agent layer is with you with a lot of pre-built template, and we make it really, really easy for the standard use cases.
That is really, really insightful, Manjeet. And in this entire process, you touched upon two very good areas, which I've been also trying to follow through and do a lot of research into. One is data cloud, which I will try to, we'll delve into it right now. So talking about data cloud, Manjeet, with Agent Force, we have heard this term a lot many times. And in my conversations with a lot of customers, this topic has come up that, we have data lakes, we have data warehouses. Where does data cloud actually fits in? How does it bring value to us? And how does it bring value to their customers by virtue of adopting data cloud as such?
See, the data cloud is, I consider it as our secret sauce into what we are doing with this modern form of AI. Because if you don't have the data, your enterprise data ready, and I'll unpack that term, what I mean by the kind of data readiness, then these AI agents are of not much use because they will hallucinate you. They will make up answer and then they can misguide your users, right? Your sellers and marketers and whosoever is using. So it is very important that when agent give you a response, it has the context and access to the underlying data. Now the question become is, okay, if I build this agent, how should I ground my agent into this enterprise knowledge, like your knowledge article and then your files, and then, and the reality in the enterprise is the data is highly siloed. you know, a lot of our big customers still have multiple data lakes, as you mentioned, right? Some of the important ones, they are using Snowflakes and Databricks and S3, and it is. And the reason for this kind of siloed situation is because a lot of the data has come from your functional domain or your different teams, and each of these teams maintain those data spaces. So what is that layer that can connect that all data together so that you can tell your agent, hey, here's your kind of, you know, your data corpus or your vector database? That's what Data Cloud solve for. It can connect with different, all your, wherever your data is. In fact, you don't have to move your data. We have taken this federated approach where you can use your zero data copy and just link through metadata layer. You don't have to move data physically. So a lot of those, you know, data duplication or data security and those issues are, you don't have to worry about. And I'm glad, you know, we as Salesforce, we started on this Data Cloud journey, almost 5-6 years ago. So it is a very mature product, and the timing is right because these agents are as good as your underlying data and the integration it provides. So happy to go into more specific, Prabhat, if you have questions, but I think for enterprise level of agents, if you are building, you do need a very good data layer. And that's what Data Cloud solve for.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, Manjeet. And I think you touched upon a very, very important fact that any AI to work, you need to have a very solid foundation for data, right? So follow-up question on that, Manjeet. You have seen a lot of agentic AI plays in the market. And I know Salesforce, they have started their journey like almost a decade back on AI with Einstein and all. How do you see customers resonating with Agentforce currently, and how does it really differentiate, with other products in the market? Manjeet, if you can throw some light on that, and then we'll go deeper into some of the use cases as well.
Yeah, so I think there's kind of a two-part question here. So one is, one differentiation angle that I touched on earlier is around this one platform, one CRM platform, and Agentforce is integrated into the same platform. So the way to kind of visualize this is if I kind of divide this whole layer into four pieces, so you have your enterprise data layer. We talked about that's what Data Cloud makes it really easy to set up and easy to use, specifically for not only CRM data, but for also unstructured data. Then you have your model layer. That's where your different AI models, different large language models comes into play. And here we have taken a very, I would say our strategy is pretty open. I tell people, hey, we are not married to a model. And what I mean by that is we will pick the model which is best for you based on our evals and benchmark that we run, that, hey, this model is good for whether it's GPT-4o or Claude or Gemini. We have all those models in our model registry based on the which one is most cost-effective and quality is high and, of course, latency. So it's a very flexible approach because that's what you need for an enterprise-grade platform. See, it is easy for anybody to build a basic agent, which is a simple question-answer bot. That's pretty easy. But where rubber hits the road is really looking at the customer workflow, these complex workflows that you have in customer service, because it's not like a customer service agent just need to search for the support knowledge article. Many times they need to get into like, hey, give me the full context of this customer that I'm supporting with. What are the other issues? What are the return policies? How can I create a new case? You have to think through end-to-end workflow, and I call it kind of jobs to be done. So I would say that the approach we have taken is there's a lot of DIY solution, there's a lot of other vendors, but our approach is to support both pro code and low code. We are providing a lot of pre-built templates to customer. For these customer-facing agents, we just releasing our kind of the different employee agent templates. So that's basically a turnkey solution, and you can customize those to support all these kind of, you know, deeper integration with the other part of the CRM or other part of the platform. I don't think many people are doing that, so that I would say that's we are kind of a unique position, and it's a very competitive space, to be honest. Everybody's moving fast, and so we are. We are actually in our Agent Force release 3.0, so that's how fast we are moving.
That's fantastic, Manjeet, and I think we are all looking forward to, you know, go into the E2A and MCP stage as well. So building on our conversation, you know, we all know that Agentforce can solve problems across different dimensions and different functional areas of a customer lifecycle journey, whether it is customer support, sales, marketing, you know, whether it is any industry as such, healthcare, retail. But talking specifically about sales and marketing, because, you know, that would be the most interesting area to talk about. How do you see Agentforce changing the game in the sphere of sales and marketing? What core problem it's trying to solve in both these areas, Manjeet?
Yeah, let's talk about the pain point, right, for both these teams and these personas. For example, in sales teams, whether you are SDR, BDR, or account executives, and these sellers are wasting a lot of time in doing low value repetitive task. I would say my rough guess is more than 50% of the task is the same, right? Because as a seller, you will have to do a lot of meeting. So which means you have to prep for meeting with all the pre-meeting preparations. During the meeting, you will have to, you know, pull in a lot of people and busy taking notes. And then as customer is asking, you are wondering, how can I answer customer's question? Specifically if you are selling a kind of a large product portfolio, and post-meeting. So one lens to look at it is there's a lot of productivity leak, and then nobody enjoyed doing those kind of grocery work. Can agent help there? And the answer is yes. And it's a strong yes, because when I think about, you know, pre-meeting stays, hey, agent, can we have an agent that can help me prep for that meeting? So you can build like in fact, one of the agents that we have is a sales coach. So any of your seller who has an important meeting coming up, they can talk to sales coach like, hey, I'm talking with this important CPG customer. It's a big, you know, big ACV opportunity, and can you help me prep? And go and look into your CRM data, and then who is the customer, what's the competitive landscape, and then, so today, how do you do that? You will have to do it manually, you have to spend a lot of hours, and then, but the good news is these agents can do it for you more proactively and in more personalized way. So the same way we can think of during meeting and after meeting. After meeting, also a lot of sellers are busy, you know, updating CRM. Now these agents can do it for you. If I finish this important meeting, here are three action items. Two of them is updating my kind of sales opportunity to next stage. Sure, the agent can do it on your behalf. So that's one lens. The another one is, as you said, like, you know, as a seller, you need to kind of, you know, from prospecting to nurturing that lead to close, how can agent help? And then I think there's a lot of way internal sales support there. You not just only kind of in a sales function, you need to talk to customer support and few other functions. So it makes that collaboration super, super easy. So let me take a pause just to make sure it makes sense, or if you have any follow-up.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, Manjeet. This is great insights. While we touched upon the seller side of things, from the marketing side of things, how do you see that bringing benefit in terms of personalization, campaign optimization, you know, or content creation as such, Manjeet?
Yeah. So let's again start from the key problem for the marketing team and then the people on the other side who are receiving, let's say, your marketing content. And then I think the key issue is it's a one way for the most part, right? Whether you received an email or an SMS, and then most of those SMS you can't even reply, or even email, they're kind of generated by system. How if we can make it a two-way communication or two-way conversation, whether it's an email or SMS, or whether it's, you know, somebody's interacting onto your marketing website, then it becomes kind of limitless scale. It's 24/7. These agents don't complain. They don't get tired. As long as they are grounded in the data and the sources, they can do the research it for you, and then they can continue the engagement with the customer. Campaign management, I think you mentioned, it's an amazing use case. Running successful campaign, and takes a lot of, I think, the planning and then optimizing those campaigns. So these agents are pretty helpful in that. You just kind of, you know, talk to an agent and it can give you a very good draft. So I think there's, again, looking across the kind of marketing lifecycle. And in fact, one of the, specifically in the website of the use cases, what I see is the future of SEO, like search engine optimization, is changing very, very fast. And a lot of marketing team, they are like, hey, instead of a typical search engine optimization, we need to think about agent optimization now, because we are running into going into this future where there will be millions and millions of agents that's reaching out, you know, interacting with your website. In fact, there's a lot of prediction that says it might be more than human. And in fact, I saw a number recently, Amazon, during their kind of recent Prime Day, they saw, you know, thousands of agents coming there and then, you know, doing shopping on behalf of the real humans. So that's fascinating. I think what that means is that all these marketers, they need to embrace this agentic layer and then have the agents in the different forms to help out.
Great, Manjeet. So one more follow-up question, Manjeet. From the time of inception of Agentforce, and we all were there during the Dreamforce time, where do you see, where is Agentforce most successful, and some of the success stories, a couple of them, Manjeet, and then I'll hand it over back to Ankur.
Yeah, sure. So I'll go quick, because we have a lot of success stories. If any of the listeners is interested, they can go to agentforce.com. But there's a couple of them I'm kind of super excited and proud of. Is one is our own internal story. We run one customer facing agent on to help our Salesforce customer. Right, we have 150,000 plus customers. We have 9,000 support reps. And so it's a typical kind of enterprise use case. And we deployed an agent into our help.salesforce.com. And now it is able to handle 70% plus requests now. And maybe it's growing. Maybe it's more now. I haven't checked the latest data. And that's where we have like a very kind of massive data behind the scene. That's where our data cloud comes into play. We have like 700,000 knowledge articles. So we all put that into data cloud, and this agent now has access to those articles to answer customer queries. And I think we want to replicate that success with many of our customers, because they have the same sort of use cases. We are getting ready to launch voice agent. So that's be very transformational for contact center. This voice layer has become so good. It's able to handle all these kind of interruptions. And then, and because nobody wants to wait on a phone for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, right? In all these different customer facing scenarios. So I would say net, this customer facing agent with this multimodality is a lot of traction, a lot of customer success stories. Like another two, three customer name I can throw in here is AAA, they have 70 million kind of customer they need to serve, and then they embraced our service agent for their customers. Wiley is another one, Remarkable, and then there's a bunch of use cases from that side. Another one is employee agent, because see, any large organization have these different teams and functions. So it's very important to again put this agentic layer and this agent either directly or through the existing engagement channel like Slack. And where we are going is I think more from the futuristic standpoint is this ambient agent, or we call it kind of a headless agent, which means it's not just conversational. You can have these agent as part of your workflow and doing the same thing. It's thinking, planning, reasoning, and taking actions to bring more automation across the CRM workflows.
That is great to hear, especially how Salesforce is sipping its own vintage. Before I get back to you, let me also bring in Prabhat to get his perspective on some of the early successes that we have seen at Movate with our customers. Prabhat, over to you.
At yes, Movate, yeah, and with our practice, you know, what really exciting is that how we have blended this entire agentic AI from Agentforce into what we have already been doing traditionally or organically, right? So it's all coming together now, and it's not just innovation, right? It's for the sake of it. We are actually creating it. We are bringing real value for the customers, and in a pretty fast way, right? So, you know, we have been working with a lot of enterprise, big customers for a while now, and especially helping them across B2B journeys, across sales, customer success, renewals, cross-selling and upselling, and support, right? And very recently, you know, we have, with this platform, the power of Agentforce platform, we have built multiple agents, you know, who just don't automate, right? They drive results. And we are seeing that they are driving lower churn with the customers. They are driving better revenue numbers. And then even finding out new ways to connect with the long tail of customers who often get overlooked, right? So we are seeing a real value. We are driving a lot of success stories within our practice as well as our organization with Agentforce as well, Ankur.
Awesome. Thank you, Prabhat. Okay, so Manjeet, this is great perspective. And while we talk about the glitz and glamour of autonomous agents, you know, all the wonderful scenarios that Prabhat and you described, we also know that there are more foundational and grim aspects, right? Especially when it relates to the trust, security, transparency, right? So what one thing that would help us get a complete picture on this is if you can briefly describe what are the guardrails that Salesforce has built into Agentforce to also ensure responsible AI usage?
Yeah, so we take responsible AI and security very seriously. In fact, you mentioned trust. That's one of the core value from long time, because we tell our customer like, hey, your data is not our business model. What I mean by that is we have to build up the right tooling. We have to build the right guardrail, everything into this any solutions that we are providing to customer. So we have done the same for Agentforce. We have two layer of capabilities. One is we call it kind of Einstein Trust. So think of Einstein's Trust as more kind of a Uber layer that sits at the both the input and output. So anytime you ask these LLMs or agent to do something, the trust layer is analyzing what user is asking, but also analyzing the AI response or LLM response. And that's where you can look into, hey, is there a bias in the response, or is there a toxicity, or and then you can apply different rules whether to block that scenario or you want to allow or set some sort of threshold. But more specifically, I think when you are building these agents, you need to provide a bit of more context around that what is good and what is bad, and then within as you are configuring the agents, we have made it really easy where you can specify your guardrails in a natural language, as in kind of instructions. So some of, I think you have been, you know, deep into agent force, you know, when you build an agent, one of the construct is topic. So think of topic as a jobs to be done. And then within the topic, you can define the set of instructions and the guardrails that you want agents to be taken to the context when they are executing, thinking, planning, and taking actions. Another thing we have done is we have built out a bunch of reports and dashboard that gives our customers ability to be more proactive, stay on the top, what's happening with some of those guardrail metrics. For example, did my agent follow the instruction or not, right? Because putting instruction into agent is one thing, but whether the agent is following or not is another, I think, the super important. Or what's happening with the metrics level approach, what's the toxicity score, what's the bias score, and there's a bunch of metrics in there. So we are providing out of the box those metrics and dashboard, and of course customers can add more through the custom metric functionality.
That is great, Manjeet. So, you know, it looks like with the guardrails built in, you are strongly advocating Salesforce potential customers who have the use cases for leveraging Agentforce to go ahead and embrace it, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, because see, think of it as it's a joint responsibility, right? As a solution provider, as a platform provider, we will go with the more kind of best practice configuration that works for most customer. But then customers should, you know, factor in their context, their criticality of the workflow, and then add more guardrails or remove, because it's a kind of a balancing act. And one way to think about this is that, you know, these are non-deterministic system, and you're like, okay, how can I bring more determinism, just like traditional workflow? So if you add too strict of a guardrail, and then, you know, then these agents become, I would say, less useful when it comes down to thinking, planning, and creativity. So we have given this, flexibility for customers to tune. And I think that's what is needed. That's why I'm saying it's a shared responsibility. So we give those configurations, customer can test it out, and then can decide to dial up or dial down.
Excellent response, Manjeet, which brings me to my last serious question before we move to the fun stuff. Looking ahead, next 6 to 12 months, or maybe next 2 years, what can all of us, customers, partners, expect from Agentforce? If you can share just a few perspectives, that'll be great.
So the partner ecosystem is very important and very critical for Salesforce, and more specifically Agentforce, because this is a new technology. Things are evolving. All the layers are moving fast. Models are getting better. You know, all these data capabilities. How do you make data ready? And so, because see, most of the time, what we have observed in some of our early customer adoption is that when your agent response is bad, usually the problem is in the upstream. Upstream means like the knowledge retrieval, right? So that's where your data and then retrieval pipeline has to be good. Generation is I would say, has become more stable and less problem, which means don't blame the model. You need to look into like, hey, is my data ready? Is my integration in place? And all the other orchestrations that you have done. So my guidance would be, partner brings a lot of value from domain expertise standpoint. I mean, you guys, Movit, have deep expertise in some of these industries, right? The healthcare and finance and others. So that's, I think, the great value add. You can think of, hey, how can we build out these more better, take this, you know, out-of-the-box template and really make more deeper and highly integrated agents to increase the ROI. Another is, I think all the partners should leverage the distribution channels. Just like AppExchange, we now have Agent Exchange, where partner can build out these different small agents, big agents, in fact, more granularity, like at the topic level as well, make it available on Agentforce so that the entire ecosystem, right? So almost 20 million, your trailblazers can see what value each of these partners and vendors are providing. So it's an ecosystem play, and that's where we have enabled, I mean, we are releasing a lot of trailheads so people can learn and come up to speed. And I think it's a great opportunity for everybody.
Wow. 20 million trailblazers and counting. Way to go. Way to go. Awesome. Well, Manjeet, this was the serious part of our conversation. We cannot leave you without asking you some questions about your personal journey and specifically how you contribute to the community outside your professional disposition. So for everyone, all the listeners, Manjeet's LinkedIn tagline says that he's the fittest AI product executive, building fitter, smarter AI agents and humans every day. Manjeet, why don't you share some of your passions behind fitness? And how do you see the role of AI in all of this?
Yeah, no, it's a fun topic. I can definitely talk about hours on this fitness and then I think intersection of AI. So these days when people ask me that, hey, what do you do? And my condensed response is fitness plus AI. And then I kind of like, okay, what do you mean? So and the way I explain is that it is very important to stay fit for everybody. And I think I'm speaking from kind of more personally from my that I want to stay fit for really, really long time and able to do all the different kind of activities and then stay more energetic. And so I build up this personal practice. I call it kind of a playbook, which is a series and set of habits that I do, and I've kind of put into automated automation, just like AI automation. So a couple of, I would say, the way I've done it is, and it works really well for me, is I'm very particular about my sleeping schedule. That makes it easy for me to wake up early in the morning. And then I work out pretty much 365 days, some form of workout. Some days it's just like, mobility or breathing, and some days kind of strength training. I do a mix. And that sets the tone for my day. And I repeat it. It's pretty easy for me because now it's part of who am I. And I've been doing it for a long time. And over this journey, I ended up becoming a certified fitness coach, nutrition, and because it all goes together. And I have helped out thousands of people through this kind of my side passion, where I've done a bunch of group training and in whatever capacity I can help, outside of my day job. I love it because to me, it gives me the energy that I need to do good in my work and as well as, all my kind of personal life. And I have two kids and, life is busy. And but yeah, can't complain. I think here's one thought I'll kind of throw in there is, see, we've been talking about AI on this podcast. We're talking about agents and transformation. And then and what top of my mind is, to really leverage this transformation, we have to learn how to stay healthy and fit. Otherwise, this whole transformation will be worth, because if I'm sick and, in pain in the bed, no matter if agent I build, if they are, driving 100 millions of revenue, it's worthless to me, I think. So I want to leverage automation and then stay fit. And that's the way I see the formula for me to make the impact.
So if I ask you a trick question that requires an instant response, what requires more consistency and discipline, keeping a strict fitness routine or building a new agent? How would you answer that?
I would say in my role, both are important, but the way I will order this is first is I would say fitness, because if you are fit, nothing hurts, you have energy, then yeah, you'll figure out ways to make the AI adoption. And then it's not, it, the reverse order doesn't work, because see, a lot of people, they like completely forget about kind of their personal health, and then they go all in into work and they get burned out. They build out back pain, they build out wrist pain, and that becomes unrecoverable. So that's where I mean, my advice is always, you know, your personal fit and your kind of mind space is important, and then do your best in whatever work you are doing.
I think those are the golden words, absolutely. Manjeet, before we wrap up, any final thoughts, key takeaways? You can cite something from your personal journey and how you have seen the AI and agentic world evolving. Anything that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, this question, I get some variation of this is like, hey, what should I learn? What should I focus on in this AI space? And my condensed answer to that is learn to use AI to begin with, which includes a bit of prompt engineering. These days, I think extended version of that is called context engineering, which means, hey, this AI is powerful. So you need to tell, what do you want? And you need to tell with the context. Otherwise, it'll give you a response which may not be useful. And that's a skill. It takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. Just like, you know, if you want to learn pull-ups, you have to do, you know, thousands of reps to do, yeah, you know, 10 pull-ups. So it's same as that, right? The same. And then once agent gives you the response, how do you know this is good or bad? What's that, you know, evaluation criteria or success criteria? So I think everybody should, no matter how you want to use, or like in personal or at your office, no matter what product you use, always I would say link from that standpoint. What did we ask AI? And then is this answer good or not? Does it make sense? Is it accurate? Is it complete? And then, and only I think we as a human can decide that. Don't leave it to, I think, the anybody else, and then or even AI. So, and as long as you master these two skills, you will be in a great spot. And more importantly, take care of your health. Going back to my order here. So sleep on time, wake up, work out in the morning, stay hydrated, and you'll be golden.
Awesome. With those wonderful words of wisdom, we would like to thank you, Manjeet, for your valuable time. This has been an excellent podcast. Learned so much from you in the last hour or so. So thank you once again for being here. We can't wait to see you, what you build next.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. We are into the same, I call it kind of ecosystem. So let's a big pie. Let's grab the opportunity.
Yeah, and Prabhat, thanks to you for helping us dive a little deeper into Agentforce. So thanks once again, Prabhat, for joining in as well.
Thank you so much, Ankur. And Manjeet, pleasure talking to you. A lot of key takeaways. You know what I'm going to do right now? Just go and do a run for another half an hour to keep myself fit. Right. So, but, you know, really, really good talking to you, Manjeet. And pleasure having you here. Thanks, Ankur.
Well, to our listeners, that brings us to the end of this podcast. Don't forget to check out our other episodes of Movate Talks for more conversations on all things innovation and technology. And at the end of such a wonderful conversation, I don't know what else to say, but to wish everyone, may the Agentforce be with you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and do share your thoughts in the comments section. We can't wait to bring you the next episode, so stay tuned for more.